Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
This is the podcast where the dark and creepy things we don't talk about discover a voice. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
Ever had that moment driving at night when something just doesn't feel right? You're rolling through familiar roads, but suddenly it's like the air thickens, your skin prickles, and you feel like you've crossed into somewhere you really shouldn't be. Maybe it's just your mind playing tricks, or maybe it's something else, something waiting in the shadows that wasn't meant to be seen. Tonight's story is about one of those moments. A night drive through the English countryside with a friend turns into an experience that neither of them will ever forget. These were lanes they knew well, lanes they'd driven hundreds of times without a second thought. But on this night, something was different. A feeling of dread hit so hard it froze them both in place, like an unspoken warning to stay away. It wasn't just the sense of being watched. No, it was much more than that. Because moments later, something appeared in the road, a glowing, headless figure, arms raised in a pose too strange to be real. But it was there, and it wasn't just one of them who saw it. This is a story about fear. About those rare, gut-wrenching moments when you know you're in the presence of something you can't explain. It's also about validation. The kind that comes when your friend looks at you with wide eyes and says, "Did you see that too?" If you've ever wondered what it feels like to come face to face with the unknown, you're about to find out. So buckle up, folks. Because once you hear this one, you might think twice before taking a night drive through the back roads of your hometown. Dear Tony, that this story has been on my mind for years, but I kept putting off writing it down. It's one of those experiences you think about over and over, hoping time will make sense of it, but it never does. This happened about 5 to 7 years ago, back when I first joined a small paranormal group. It didn't happen during one of our investigations, though. No, this encounter was completely unexpected, and it's the most terrifying thing I've ever experienced. To this day, I can't explain it. I grew up in a village called Capelle-le-Ferne, a quiet, sleepy place tucked between two towns, with endless country lanes connecting them. I spent 19 years there, driving those lanes so often I could probably navigate them blindfolded. These weren't just shortcuts, they were scenic, winding paths surrounded by fields, woods, and the occasional farmhouse. And at night? Well, they were deserted. No pedestrians, rarely any cars, and definitely not the kind of place where you'd run into anyone on foot. On the night this story takes place, I was out with my friend, as we often were back then. We didn't have a destination in mind, just cruising through the lanes for the fun of it, enjoying the quiet. I knew these roads so well that I even let my friend drive my car sometimes, though only on the safer stretches. I trusted him, and honestly, what could go wrong in a place I knew better than my own bedroom? But that night, something was different. As we entered one of the longer stretches of the lane, I felt it. This sudden, overwhelming sense of dread. I wasn't expecting it, and it hit me hard, like a wave crashing over my body. I've never felt anything like it before or since. It was as though every hair on my body stood on end, and my chest tightened with a pressure I couldn't explain. It wasn't just fear, it was dread. Deep, instinctive dread. The kind that tells you to get out, to run, even though nothing seems out of place. I couldn't even look around, my eyes were glued to the road ahead. Just a couple of feet in front of the headlights. It felt like something was watching us. Something waiting, lurking just beyond the edges of the car's light. I've driven that lane hundreds of times without a second thought, but that night, every second felt like a lifetime. I knew I didn't want to be there. I knew I shouldn't be there. But as we passed a small side road, a narrow lane leading to a dead-end farmhouse, the feeling vanished. Just like that. It It was as though a switch had been flipped. One second, I felt paralyzed with fear. The next, it was gone, as if the air had cleared. I didn't say anything to my friend. I didn't want to sound crazy. And besides, once the feeling disappeared, I convinced myself it was nothing. We drove on, eventually stopping at one of our usual spots, a hidden clearing off the road where we'd park to look at the stars and chat. We spent about half an hour there, smoking cigarettes and talking about nothing in particular. The earlier sense of dread was gone from my mind by then, and everything felt normal again. After a while, we decided to head back. I took the wheel this time, steering us down the same lane we'd driven earlier. I didn't even think about the strange feeling I'd had. It was as if my mind had erased it. We were just enjoying the night, not in any rush, cruising along at about 25 mb/hr. And then, as we approached that same side lane, the one that led to the dead-end farmhouse, it happened. Something appeared in the middle of the road, and it was right there, no more than 2 meters away, glowing so brightly that I had to squint. It wasn't a person, not really. It was a shape, a silhouette with no head, no feet, no hands. Just an outline of a body like it had been cut out of the air. Its arms were raised in the most unnatural way, bent awkwardly, almost like it was about to attack or shield itself from something. I froze. For a moment, I was convinced it was going to leap into the car and grab me. I couldn't move. I couldn't accelerate. I couldn't brake. All I could do was stare straight ahead, my heart pounding so hard I thought it might burst out of my chest. It felt like I was waiting for something terrible to happen, waiting for this thing to reach out and pull me into the darkness. But it didn't. The shape just hovered there, translucent and glowing for what felt like an eternity, but was probably only a few seconds, and then it was gone, vanishing into thin air like it had never been there at all. I didn't say a word. I kept driving slowly, as if nothing had happened, even though my hands were shaking on the steering wheel. I didn't want to look at my friend. I needed to know if he'd seen it too. But I didn't want to influence his reaction by saying anything first. So I glanced over at him, trying to keep my face neutral. His jaw was practically on the floor. "What's wrong?" I asked, acting like I had no idea what had just happened. He stared at me, his eyes wide with shock. "Did you see that?" he whispered. I played dumb. "See what?" "The shape," he said, his voice shaky. "It was right there in the air. No head, no feet, just a glowing outline with its arms all weird, like it was going to jump at us or something." He even mimicked the shape with his own arms, raising them in the exact same awkward position I'd seen. In that moment, I knew I wasn't imagining things. He'd seen it too, exactly the same way I had. Every detail matched. "What the odds was that?" he whispered, more to himself than to me. I took a deep breath and finally admitted it. "That was a ghost." We drove in silence for a while, both of us too stunned to say much. The fear still clung to me, like a heavy weight pressing down on my chest. I kept glancing at the side mirrors, half expecting the glowing figure to reappear behind us, but it didn't. After about 10 minutes, my friend spoke again. "Let's get the gases out of these lanes," he said, his voice barely above a whisper. I nodded and we headed back toward town, driving faster than we probably should have. It wasn't until we were back in familiar territory, surrounded by streetlights and buildings, that we finally let out the breaths we'd been holding. It took me months to work up the courage to drive down that lane again. Even then, I only went during the day just to see if there was any logical explanation for what we'd seen. But there wasn't. The road was empty, with nothing but tarmac and bushes separating it from the fields beyond. No streetlights, no signs, no reflective surfaces. Nothing that could have caused the glowing figure we'd both seen. I even brought along a friend who claimed to be sensitive to paranormal energy, hoping they might pick up on something. But they didn't. The lane felt ordinary in daylight, like any other country road. And yet I know what I saw. That night stayed with me, gnawing at the back of my mind. The apparition, the strange arms, the overwhelming dread. It was too real, too visceral to ignore. I kept replaying it over and over, wondering if it had been some trick of the light, a hallucination, or maybe even stress messing with my mind. But no matter how many times I ran through it, one fact remained. My friend had seen the exact same thing. He was a skeptic. Always. Had been. I've known him for years, and he never entertained any belief in ghosts or the paranormal. For him to see the same glowing, headless figure, to describe it in perfect detail down to the unnatural angle of its arms, that was the part that got me. If it had been just me, I could have chalked it up to a trick of the brain. But we both saw it. We both felt it. And we both knew that whatever we saw wasn't normal. In the days following the encounter, I tried to make sense of it. I retraced the drive multiple times, going back to the same lane during the day, checking every inch of that side road, hoping to find something, anything that might explain it. But the lane was just a lane, a narrow path leading to a dead-end farmhouse surrounded by nothing but fields and trees. I even checked the area for anything reflective. Maybe some farm equipment, metal signs, or even glass left behind by a passing car. But there was nothing there. No streetlights, no farm tools, no gates, just a plain, empty road. And that road, Tony, was where we saw it. A glowing figure suspended in midair only a few feet from my car window. One part of me thought I was going mad. But I'd been on those roads more times than I could count. I knew them better than most people know their own neighborhoods. If there had been anything unusual about that spot, an odd shadow, a piece of debris, I would have noticed it before. But this was different. And then, I remembered the feeling I had the first time we drove past that lane. The overwhelming dread that hit me like a punch to the chest. The way my body tensed, how I couldn't look beyond the road just ahead of the car as if something was waiting for me. I hadn't told my friend about that feeling until after we saw the figure, but now I was certain it was connected. A few weeks later, I talked to someone from the paranormal group I'd recently joined. I told them the whole story, hoping they could offer some insight. The first thing they asked was whether I'd ever felt a sense of warning before encountering a spirit. I hadn't thought of it that way, but looking back, that's exactly what it felt like. They explained that spirits sometimes project emotions as a way of communicating or warning. That oppressive dread I'd felt earlier might have been the spirit's way of saying, "Don't come here." Or maybe it was a residual emotion left behind by something tragic that had happened in that spot. Whatever the case, I couldn't shake the feeling that we had witnessed something we weren't supposed to see. My friend, who had never believed in ghosts before that night, was just as shaken as I was. For weeks, we couldn't talk about anything else. We'd bring it up at random moments, each of us trying to make sense of it, trying to convince ourselves that what we saw had a rational explanation. But the more we talked, the more we realized there wasn't one. I kept going back to that lane, hoping to confront whatever it was that showed itself to us. At first, I only went during the day, still too shaken to drive there at night. But after a few months, I gathered the nerve to return after dark. I drove alone this time, heart pounding in my chest, headlights slicing through the darkness as I approached that same stretch of road. The feeling of dread didn't return, though. It was strange, like the spirit had already made its point. The lane was as empty as ever, no strange lights, no glowing figures, no ominous warnings pressing down on my chest. Just the quiet hum of my engine and the dark shapes of bushes and fields slipping past my window. I parked near the side road where we'd seen the apparition, cutting the engine and sitting in the silence for a long moment. The air was still, and everything felt normal. And that's when it hit me, Tony. Whatever had been there that night, it wasn't going to come back. It had shown itself once. That was all it needed. I couldn't help but wonder, why me? Why us? I've driven those lanes hundreds of times without incident. So had my friend. What was so different about that night? The only answer I could come up with was that it wanted us to see it. Maybe it was trapped in that spot, waiting for someone who would pay attention. Maybe we just happened to be the unlucky ones who drove by at the right moment. Or maybe, just maybe, it knew that I was starting to explore the paranormal and decided to give me a proper introduction. My friend still won't drive those lanes at night. Even now, years later, he refuses to go anywhere near them after dark. I can't blame him. It took me months to work up the courage to go back, and even then, I felt like I was walking into the lion's den. There's a strange weight that comes with experiences like this. It changes you. Makes you realize how thin the line between the ordinary and the extraordinary really is. One moment, you're driving down a familiar road, and the next, you're face to face with something that defies explanation. In the years since that night, I've had other paranormal encounters, but none as intense as this one. I've been on investigations where things moved on their own, where people claimed to see shadow figures, where we captured strange voices on tape. But nothing has ever come close to the raw fear I felt on that road. And here's the thing, Tony. Most people would probably think I'm crazy. Hell, I've thought it myself more times than I can count, but I know what I saw, and I know my friend saw it too. We didn't imagine it. We didn't hallucinate it. It was real. The glowing headless figure, the strange arms, the oppressive dread, all of it. I guess in the end, there are things out there we aren't meant to understand. Maybe that's the point. Maybe the spirit, or whatever it was, just wanted us to know it was there, without any explanation, without any closure, and maybe that's enough. And thanks for listening, Tony. I know this was a long one, but I had to get it off my chest. If you have any thoughts on what it might have been, I'd love to hear them. All the best, Adam. Well, folks, that's one for the books. A headless, glowing figure with arms at odd angles materializing out of thin air. If that doesn't make you think twice about late-night drives, I don't know what will. Adam's experience isn't just unsettling. It's a reminder that some places have energy we can't easily explain. Dread, fear, and all the other feelings we try to brush off sometimes aren't just in our heads. Sometimes it's something else trying to get through. Now let's take a moment to consider the skeptical angle. What could cause two people to see the same strange figure at the exact same time? Could it have been a play of headlights reflecting off something? Maybe an animal, a tree, or even some old farm equipment? Maybe Adam's earlier sense of dread was a subconscious reaction to something his brain picked up on, like a danger his rational mind couldn't immediately identify. But here's the thing, none of that quite fits, does it? Both Adam and his friend described the same eerie figure in exact detail. This wasn't just a fleeting shadow or a trick of light. It had form, presence, and it came with a warning, one Adam felt deep in his bones before they even saw it. That kind of experience is tough to chalk up to coincidence, and now let's explore the paranormal side. What if this figure was more than just a wandering spirit? The raised arms, the lack of a head. Those details almost make you wonder if it's some kind of imprint, like the ghost is stuck reliving the moment of its death. Could it be the lingering energy of someone who met a tragic end on that lonely road, frozen in time, playing out the same terrifying scene over and over? And here's an even creepier thought. What if the spirit wanted to be seen? Think about it. Adam had been driving those lanes for years without incident. Why did the figure choose that night to appear? Maybe it sensed that Adam, with his budding interest in the paranormal, was open to seeing it. Spirits have a funny way of choosing their moments, and sometimes the moment isn't about them. It's about you. Either way, I think Adam's right. Sometimes there are no explanations. Some encounters just leave you with more questions than answers. And maybe that's okay. Maybe the point isn't to understand everything. Maybe it's just to acknowledge that we aren't alone in this world, that there are things out there beyond what we can see and touch. Thanks for sharing that with us, Adam. And to everyone listening, next time you're out for a night drive, keep your eyes on the road. You never know what might be waiting just around the bend. I'm Tony Bruschi, and this has been another chilling tale to keep you awake at night. Stay safe out there, folks. And maybe stick to the main roads. You never know what might be lurking in the back lanes.
Want more ghost stories of the paranormal? Press subscribe now wherever you get podcasts. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day, all year long. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.